In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear faithful, October is traditionally dedicated to the Rosary of our Blessed Mother, and I think it is a sacred duty for your priest to preach about the Rosary. We are blessed him here to have every day public Rosary in church. Sometimes when you have trouble to deal with, it helps to remember that there are folks out there who have things a lot worse off. The story of Our Lady's Rosary is just such a story of almost insurmountable problems being met head and being dealt with in a successful manner. In 1566, at age of 60 years old, a Dominican priest by the name of Michael Ghislary was elected Pope, and he took the name of Pius V. At that time, the Church had endured centuries of internal troubles with immoral living and corruption weakening a significant portion of the clergy, with so many of the faithful totally scandalized by this inner wickedness to the point of losing the faith. By the time Saint Pius V became to office, much of Germany and France and all of England, Switzerland, and the Scandinavian countries had gone over to Protestantism. And in Italy itself, even in the Papal States, dissatisfaction with the clergy was at an all-time high. And if losing a third or more of Europe was not bad enough, the Church's perennial enemy, Islam, was again on the move. Over the years, the Muslims had invaded Christian Africa, taking over great cities like Alexandria that had been evangelized by Saint Mark himself, and Carthage, which Saint Augustine knew so well. Muslim forces had occupied Spain for nearly 800 years and briefly made it as far north as the French cities of Tours and Poitiers. By 1492, Christians had taken back Portugal and Spain. But in the 1500s, they were facing new attacks from the east, where the Muslims had overrun Turkey and represented a long-term threat to Austria and Hungary. And if that was not bad enough, they also exercised substantial naval power in the Mediterranean Sea, presenting a physical and permanent threat even to those who lived in the Christian coastal towns. Pius V began by urging the prayer of the Rosary as the surest way to combat the Church's difficulties. Under his administration was begun the reform of the training of the clergy. Also, the issue of a comprehensive catechism of the Catholic faith and the formation of societies to educate the laities so that all Catholics might know, promote, and defend the faith. Pope Pius arranged to standardize, to codify the Missal for Mass and the Breviary for the Divine Office so that all of the Western Church could pray in unison and without fear of heretical ideas being introduced into the Catholic worship. In perpetuity, no priest could ever be forced to say Mass according to any other rite. the brilliant composer Palestrina was enlisted to revitalize the church music. And under Pope Pius V, under his direction, a military league was formed to deal with the new rising of Islam. Pius himself spent 3 days each week in fasting, and he urged the anti-Christian world to pray the rosary for Christian victory and to support the effort of the League. To make a long story short, it was on this day, the first Sunday in October 1571, that the Christian forces under Don Juan of Austria defeated the Turks in the decisive naval battle of Lepanto, just southwest of Greece. The Pope, who was praying his rosary at the very moment of the victory, became aware through a vision that victory had taken place. And he became aware of that 2 weeks before the messengers bearing the news could arrive to him. This feast day was celebrated every year in commemoration of Our Lady's role in bringing about that glorious victory. At first, under the title of Our Lady of Victories, and later, the title of Our Lady of the Rosary. My whole point this morning in recounting this story is not so much to teach a history lesson, although knowing about these things is always good, as to suggest that the comprehensive way in which Pope St. Pius V dealt with the church problem in the 16th century is the way that the church needs to deal with her problem nowadays and always, and the way in which we need also to deal with our own problems. In all cases, we need to deal with our problems under the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary and through the use of her rosary. We need to deal with our own internal problems, the state of our soul, and our own personal holiness before trying to change the things around us. The Mass and our prayer life must be the paramount. We must deal with those around us with both justice and charity. We must know our Catholic faith, and we must confront the realities of the world around us with real-world solutions. It would be wrong to minimize the value of prayer in securing the Battle of Lepanto. But it would be also wrong to minimize the role played by well-trained, brave and heroic fighting men. But yet, if there is any single message in today's observance and in this month dedicated to the Rosary, it is the need to pray the Rosary. Mary is the mother of the Church, the help of Christians, the health of the sick, and the consolation of the afflicted. Every bit as much as she is Our Lady of Victories, and certainly because she is Our Lady of the Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.